Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Line Ministries. Welcome to everybody. We want to open the show tonight with prayer first, like we always do, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, we just want to praise you and thank you again for bringing us together on a Sunday night. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we want to give you praise, even though the times that life seems to be beating us up when we're down, when we feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Father, we know that you have a plan for us. We know that when you start a work, you're always faithful to complete it. And we thank you for the strength that you give us through those hard times. Father, we thank you for the people that you send us to help us get through those hard times. Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing through this ministry. We thank you for everything that you're doing through Hip Hop National. Father, bless our time together tonight. Father, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would speak through me, that the minds and the hearts of everyone listening would be open. Father, we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So I'm going to make this introduction a little short. You may think that when it comes to spiritual matters, that you're common. You may think that there's nothing special about you spiritually, that you may not be knowledgeable enough or experienced enough or churched enough. You may think that there's nothing that you have to offer right now. We're going to talk a lot about that tonight, and we're going to talk about how God works, how he worked throughout the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. There's a pattern. There's a pattern that was established by God that still works today, just as true today as it was back then, a pattern in which he always hides the most miraculous things, the biggest blessings, the biggest miracles, the most supernatural things, the most powerful things. He always hides them in common things, in common people. He always has. So we're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to talk about honor. This series that we've been on for several weeks now, where this is actually part 7. We've got a little bit off track, but this is actually part 7. We've got a few weeks to go. We might be able to wrap it up in the next 2. But the theme of this entire series has been about honor. And it will be about honor all the way to the end. We're going to put a little bit of different spin on it tonight, as usual. Hopefully we can help everybody to understand this a little bit better, understand these principles, and how to unlock these keys in people and understanding where our blessings come from. We're going to talk a lot about Jesus tonight toward the end. We're going to talk a lot about the image of Christ, what we're doing wrong, the things that we're getting wrong, not only in our daily lives, in the workplace, in our relationships, but what we're getting, how we're getting this wrong in the church, how we're getting this wrong as ministers. Those of us who call ourselves ministers who have been called into ministry, the things that we're doing that that are not as effective as they could be because of things we've been taught by our own pride. So we're going to talk a lot about that. So we're going to spend a few minutes just doing a little spanking on some ministers. And then at the end, we're going to talk a lot about love. We're going to talk a lot about the image of Christ and how we can better serve those around us, serve our communities, serve our churches, be better husbands, better fathers, better wives. So we're going to take a short commercial break and break for some music. and then we'll come back and get started. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I and begin with me.
Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries. That was Michael Finney and Holy Spirit. Guys, if you have your Bibles handy, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, and it says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus." The love of Christ compels us. What this is saying is, it's talking all about how we see things and people around us. We have to understand that honor is my standard. I have to establish honor as my standard. And the love of Christ compels me to see you not based on the world's standards, but by God's standards. Not seeing you as Tom or Sue or Peggy or Joe, but seeing you as a child of God, and knowing that you're a child of God, that God has locked something inside of you, He has locked a treasure inside of you that is meant for me. Those treasures are meant for each other. That's how God works. So I'm not waiting on you to measure up to a standard before I honor you. I'm honoring you no matter what your past is. I'm honoring you no matter how much time you've spent in prison. I'm honoring you no matter how many visual sins and blatant sins I've seen you commit over the years. I know everything about your past, and oh, you're that guy, and you know, you've been married 12 times, and you've done this, and you've been a womanizer, and you've been a manhunter, and you've been out at the clubs every Friday and Saturday night for the last 20 years, but you've been in church every... That's how we see things from a worldly perspective. But I have to set in motion a standard for myself that honor comes first. The love of Christ compels me to see you in a different way. The verse goes on to say that if one died for all, Christ died, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. The love of Christ compels me. This standard that we set for ourselves, this standard of honor, there should always be a goal. no matter what someone's circumstances, no matter what their current situation, no matter what they're going through, that when they leave me, my goal is when they leave an encounter with me, that they leave that encounter with dignity. They don't leave that encounter, that meeting, feeling judged. They don't leave that meeting or encounter feeling condemned. They don't leave that meeting or encounter feeling like they can't measure up to some spiritual, hyper-spiritual, self-righteous standard that I've put out for them, because I'm walking the earth trying to impress them with my biblical knowledge or my spiritual gifts and all of these things. They leave me feeling better than when they showed up because I honored them. Remember from before, and we've said this several times now, that Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, and a man, he was so overjoyed by that treasure that he sold all he had and bought the whole field. God has always, this is what you'll find throughout the Bible, you can always find patterns. There are always patterns in the way God does things. See, we pray, excuse me, we get on our knees and we pray for God to show up. God, I need you. I need to feel your presence. I need some type of sign to show me that you're here. I need some type of relief. I need peace. I need joy. I need comfort. I need something. God, I need you to show up. And so we have this mentality because of things we've been taught in church that for some reason he's supposed to show up in the middle of the night. He's supposed to show up in a flowing gown, or he's supposed to show up in the form of an angel or something like that. But the bottom line is God doesn't show up that way anymore. Why? See, this should put to rest a lot of these misconceptions. I'm going to be friendly on this one. These misconceptions that we have. See, God showed up to people like Isaiah in the form of God. He manifested himself in the form of a being in a flowing robe, or he manifested himself in the form of an angel, or he manifested himself in the form of a burning bush. He did these things. Why? Because Jesus hasn't showed up yet. Think about it. This is common sense. Jesus showed up to give us back the kingdom that we lost. Believe in me. Accept me. Repent of your sins. And I'm going to send you a helper. I'm going to send you a Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Now God is in me. The kingdom is in me. And he's in you. So now, instead of showing up in the form of a burning bush, he shows up in the form of Tom and Joe and Susie. Isn't that amazing? He's in us. And he's locked in each and every one of us a treasure. But here's the pattern. The treasure is, he's always locked that treasure inside of common things, common people. Isn't that the opposite of what we look for? When we're running a business or we're starting a business, what do we look for? We're looking for money. Where do we look for the money? We have to find big hotshot investors that have millions. And we beat our heads up against walls, and if our business model and our business plan is impressive enough, and if our product is exciting enough and revolutionary enough, and if there's a need, and if there's a market, if there's a trend, if there's something, then we might find somebody based on their knowledge of business and their ability to get an ROI, which is a return on investment, because make no mistake, that's what big time investors are looking for. They're looking for that return. If we have something powerful enough, it happens all the time. But let's dial it back to just normal folks. I'm a common guy, and I feel like I have a good idea, and I'm starting grassroots, and I'm growing this organically, and I'm not going to beat my head up against a wall, knocking on door after door after door after door, getting disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, because I'm doing it my way, and not noticing that God has already shown up five times in people that I didn't see as, well, they don't have any money, or they're not successful, or so I didn't honor them. We said before how many blessings did Jesus' family and his relatives and his friends and the people that he grew up with, the people in his hometown, what did they miss? Because they disrespected and dishonored the Son of God, because they didn't see him as the Son of God. They saw him as Jesus, Joseph's boy, the carpenter's son. So he had to leave, go somewhere else. Throughout the Bible, I'm going to use two examples. Let's take David, for instance. Samuel comes to Jesse and says, I need to anoint a king, so I need a lineup. I need you to line all your boys up, and I'm going to determine who's going to be king. So Jesse goes out and he gets the best of the best, and tall, dark, handsome, muscular young men, and he lines them up, and the whole time David, being half the size, and said, the Bible says he was a freckle-faced boy, and he was out in the fields shoveling sheep dung. And Samuel looks at these guys and says, nope, none of them fit the bill. And then he goes out to the pasture and he looks at David and he goes, there he is. Why? In that boy that nobody saw any potential in, David was disrespected up and down by the people around him, but Samuel walks up and sees something in him that nobody else saw. He looks at this boy and says, there's a king locked inside of him. There is a king locked inside of this common boy that everybody else disrespected. Let's use another example. Judas betrays Jesus. The Roman soldier says, take us to Jesus so we can arrest him, and what we want you to do so we can identify him, we need you to give him a kiss. So they come to the place where Jesus was, and they said, which one is he? Which one is he? So Judas has to go up, and he gives Jesus a kiss on the cheek, and they say, oh, well, man, he looks like we would have never known, because he looks like all the rest of them. He's got the matted beard and dirty feet. He looks like all the other 12. We would have never known if Judas wouldn't have gone up and given him a kiss. So if God looks the same as the 12, then what does he look like in your life? What does he look like in my life? This daily walk we have, waking up, grinding and grinding and grinding, and God, when are you going to show up? God, when are you going to show up? I need you, I need you, I need you. And we go through our days, and at the end of the day, how many people? How many people did we come across and God's up there going, man, I showed up 10 times today. 10 times. And all you had to do was to be compelled. But the love of Christ compels me to see things differently, to honor you, to honor every single person that you come into contact with, to set aside those annoying things that we have no tolerance for anymore in order to get to that treasure, because that's why he locks those treasures in common things, because he doesn't want to make those treasures accessible to the common passerby. He doesn't want those treasures to be put out there just for anybody. Those treasures are to be earned. We have to earn that treasure, but we live in a society where we give our treasure away daily to people who don't deserve it. We're so quick to give away the thing inside of us that means the most for acceptance, for love, for whatever it is. See, God doesn't operate that way. The Bible says he doesn't throw pearls to swine. He doesn't give the best of himself away to people who don't deserve it. That's why you have to work for it. That's why you have to honor the people around you. Now, in Proverbs, it says, is the glory of God to hide a thing? And then it also said, is the honor of the king to find it? Is the glory of God to hide a thing? If you look through the Bible, God's always talking about secret place and mysteries and go into your private secret place and cry out to me and speak in this tongue that the Holy Spirit speaks through you and makes utterance and all of these things. The Bible is full of mysteries and secrets and all of that's what he's talking about because that's where he hides his treasure. So we have to understand these keys. And the keys aren't mysterious. The keys aren't secretive. The keys are always practical. That's where kingdom principles come into play. And honor is one of the most, if not the most important principle that you can put into operation now. This series has been going on for weeks. How much have we put these things into practice? How much have we taught these things to the people around us? How many times have we sat somebody down that means a lot to us, that we care about, and sat them down and said, you know what, I want to share something to you because this is kind of a huge deal. Let's try this together because I'm not doing a very good job. My bitterness and my impatience is growing. My frustration is growing with people. I'm angry. And I'm just as guilty as anyone of this, of letting the world and my days beat me up and beat me up and beat me up. And this world will hit you harder and beat you down day after day after day if you let it. But then every once in a while you get a wake-up call. And isn't it amazing that wake-up call always comes in the form of a person? That one person who seems to have more patience with you than anybody else has in your darkest times, in the times that you know that those things that you really don't like anybody to see, that frustration, you want to walk around like you're Superman or Superwoman all the time, but you can't keep it up 24/7. And you don't like anybody to see that side of you, but all of a sudden, at some point in your life, you let those things show, and there just happens to be somebody there for the first time that doesn't lash out at you, that takes those hits, that takes that frustration and remains silent, and they pick you up. They give you that strength that you haven't found anywhere else. You think that's coincidence? That's God. That's God showing up. That's that treasure in them that's being unleashed on you because you've spent enough time with that person and you've honored that person enough that they know what you're all about and they know that what they're seeing isn't who you really are. So they give you grace, and they give you mercy, and they build you up, and they won't let you fall, and they've got your back. That's not coincidence, that's God. Let's look at another scripture. This one's in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel." Okay, we got to back up a little bit. The Lord spoke to Moses. Did the Lord speak to Aaron? No. The Lord spoke to Moses. And he said, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way ye shall bless the children of Israel." Did God bless the children of Israel? Yes, but who did he do it through? Aaron and his sons. He spoke to Moses. He didn't speak to Aaron. And he tells Moses to tell Aaron that he's supposed to bless the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way ye shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them." So this is what he's saying. He wants Aaron and his sons to say to them, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel." So who shall put my name on the children of Israel? So God shall put his name on the children? No. So Aaron and his sons will put his name on the children of Israel. Even in the Old Testament, God was working this way. So let's kind of look at this. Sometimes it's we kind of have to break the Bible down sometimes because we have this vision in our heads that everybody walked around speaking in these deep voices. And they were just hovering above the earth, you know, and Moses was a super holy guy, and Aaron was a super holy guy because it talks about the oil running down his beard and all of these things. But these people were real human people that walked the earth and dealt with frustrations just like we deal with them today. So let's look at maybe what Aaron was thinking. Because in America, this is how we think. This is how we receive people. This is that disrespect and the dishonor that we give people on a daily basis. So Moses comes to Aaron and he says, "Aaron, you're to bless the children of Israel." Moses says, "God spoke to me. Aaron, hey, Aaron, I need you to come check this out. God spoke to me." And here's Aaron. "Oh, God spoke to you, huh? Mr. I killed an Egyptian and ran away and hid for 40 years. Mr. I married outside my tribe when I wasn't supposed to. And I've been dealing with your mess for how many years? And last night you burnt the chicken on the rotisserie and you're stepping in here telling me that God spoke to you and you can't even cook a chicken? Isn't that what we do? When somebody comes up to us and says, there's a word. It comes out of nowhere. It can't be explained. I got a word for you. Oh, no, not from you, man. Man, I know what you did last week. And let's cut Aaron some slack. Aaron comes down the mountain, and he stands up and says, the Lord God says, and here's the Israelites. Hold up, Mr. Golden Calf. Mr. Last week we were taking our earrings off and throwing them into a pot so you could make this golden calf so we could dance around and worship the thing naked. Just last week we were doing all this nonsense. Now you're coming down to us and the Lord God says. But here's what God says. if the respect is not there, if the honor is not there, his name is not put on the children of Israel. If they would have behaved that way, if they wouldn't have listened, if Aaron would not have listened to Moses, and if the children of Israel would not have listened to Aaron, the blessing doesn't happen. We have to. We absolutely have to start seeing the people around us differently. Give them a chance. It's the least of these that you need to be looking at the hardest, the closest, giving the most love, the most honor, the most respect, because you don't know. God's ways are not our ways. Every story is not a story where I film a YouTube video and Bill Gates happens to see it and picks up the phone and calls me and finances my entire operation. That's not the way things are done. Not in the world that we're trying to live in. It's about the least of these. The least of these. Let's talk about, you know, even Jesus said, he said, I was homeless and you saw me. I was in prison and you saw me. See, time after time after time, he always takes you back. Jesus always shows you every single time where we should be focusing our attention. But what do? From the time we're knee high, if I can just get in front of this guy, if this person will just see me, we target these people. We target people in Hollywood. We target people in the sports world. We target people in the business world. If I could just get, and we target people in the church world, don't we? Oh, if I could just get in front of Joel Osteen. Now we're talking. What makes Joel Osteen any different than anybody else? In our worldly, fleshly minds, what makes him different is he has a congregation of tens and tens and thousands of people, which equals money. Oh, if I could just get in front of Bishop Jakes, now we're talking. You know, this is a stretch, but I wonder what would happen if I was in a park and I wrapped my arms around somebody who didn't have any food, who didn't have a job, who didn't have any clothes, and I loved on them, I prayed with them, I fed them, I gave them the shoes off my feet, and I didn't see him again for 6 months. And all of a sudden the phone rings. Yes, this is Joe. I met you in the park 6 months ago. And, you know, you, above anybody else, you showed me true compassion and true love. And you didn't judge me based on my past. You didn't judge me on my current situation. You just loved on me. You actually even held me and squeezed me and hugged me and gave me the shoes off your feet. I just want to tell you something. You know, my life's really changed in the last 6 months. You know, I got a great job, and, you know, you didn't know this about me, but I had a master's degree, and I was just down on my luck and some bad things had happened, but, you know, I got a job, and in just a short period of time, they promoted me to chief executive officer of this Fortune 500 company. And I want to bless you. That's how God works. But we're grinding and grinding, looking and searching and beating every single day. If I could just get in front of the greatest of these. It's never been how God's worked. ever. It was always the Moses who stuttered. It was always Paul who said, I don't come to you with excellence of speech. It was always David who was disrespected and dishonored as a boy who became king, who grew up and screwed up royally. But God said, even after all of this, he's a man after my own heart. The greatness has always been found in the least of these. Now let's shift gears a little bit. But before I do, I want everybody listening on this call, I want you to make a commitment to yourself and a commitment to God right now that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, that you're just not going to take these words and say, well, that's a cool concept, or man, I really like the way he puts things, or these principles are really cool. I want you to make a commitment that this week, starting tomorrow, you're going to find somebody that's the hardest person on the planet for you to even be in a room with for 5 minutes. And you figure out a way to honor that person, to show them something different. You don't know that person's story. You might think you do. God's all around us. He's wanting to bless us. The blessings are locked up in people. They're locked up in common people. We've got to put the honor, this principle of honor, into practice to unlock those things. We have to. Now, shifting gears. Ministers. I don't know if we have anybody on the line that is in ministry. If we don't, there might be somebody on the line that thinks or believes that they're being called into ministry. I wanted to say this tonight because this is extremely important. We have to get past this idea that when we're in front of people that we've never met before, that for some unknown reason, we have to impress them with our biblical knowledge, that we have to impress them with our spiritual gifts, that we have to impress them with our righteousness and holiness and how many years we've been in church, and this is my mentor, and I fall under prophet so-and-so, and all of these things. There's two things. Wisdom, and there's discernment. And what I'm seeing around me is that love and honor is being pushed to the side for the sake of prideful ministry that does not take into account the history, the circumstances, the pain, the suffering, the rejection of the people around us. You take somebody that is hungry, you take somebody that is in poverty, you take somebody that is sleeping under a bridge, and you want to walk up to that person and say, excuse me, brother, do you know Jesus Christ? You know that you it's very important that the end is near and you need to repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He's coming like a thief in the night, and if you don't repent now of your sins, then you're going to hell, or this isn't going to turn out well. How is that like Jesus? Jesus did say, he did preach, and he did say that repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But what did he do first? He loved people. He had compassion. The people around him felt the compassion. He was 30 feet, 50 feet, 100 feet away, and they could feel the love and compassion coming. The people around him experienced kingdom realities when he walked up. People were healed. People were fed. People were raised from the dead. Sight was restored. Hearing was restored. Demons were cast out. All of these things were done. Not one time did he step out of a car on a sidewalk and start yelling and screaming at people that he didn't have any idea what their backgrounds were or what their current situation was. Not one time did he wait until dinner time to go knocking on somebody's door, ringing their doorbell so they could come to the door and he'd say, "Excuse me, brother, do you know Jesus Christ? Here's a pamphlet." Not once. Neither did the disciples. Neither did the Apostle Paul. Not one time did Jesus or Paul or any of the disciples walk into a room or walk out in public and start speaking in tongues to a group of people who weren't even saved. To a group of people that were raised maybe in a Baptist church where they were scared to death of these things. Not one time did he exalt himself to this hyper-spiritual, self-righteous position to show people just how holy and righteous he was under the guise and under the front that the Holy Spirit is going to work through me. That's not Jesus. That is not the image of Christ. We are losing people daily because no one will take the time to get to know someone's name. What's your name? Where do you come from? Where's your hometown? I tell you what, I'm going to shut up and let you talk to me. If you're willing, tell me your story. Tell me what your needs are. And then after maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe an hour, this person might want to tell you their whole life story because they see God in you. They see compassion. They see love. They feel it for the first time. But we're out on the streets scaring people to death? Who told us to do that? We had to have seen somebody else do it, and we had to have heard somebody say, "This is the only way. We have to go out in the streets, and we have to minister to these people, and we have to preach. We have to win. We've got a quota. We've got a quota. We've got to get 100 today, and this is the way we're going to do it. You knock on every single door you can. Great job. That's the way to be like Jesus." Do we say we want to be like Jesus? We wear bracelets that say WWJD. We don't even take the time to read the book. I've said it before. Did Jesus hand out Dasani water with holy oil in it? He spoke. He loved. He filled needs. He saw a need. He filled a need. He demonstrated kingdom realities. He demonstrated the will of the Father. He met the needs of the people. He performed miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he loved and loved and loved all the way to the point of death. Which brings me to my last point. Why Jesus? Of all the religions out there, all the different religions from Islam to Buddhism to Taoism to Hinduism, all of these things, why Jesus? All these things have similar things about them. All these books seem to say the same things, be good, love your neighbor, all these things, and some of them even talk about Jesus, but not in the way that we do. He was just a man. He was a good guy. Yeah, that was that was a powerful dude. Why do we worship Jesus? Because his life is the complete 100% representation of perfection, of godliness, of righteousness, of love, of compassion, of obedience unto death. It's the complete representation of submission, the representation of not exalting himself above anybody else, of making himself of no reputation. I myself can do nothing. It's all through the power of the Holy Spirit and doing God's will. I look up, I see what God does, I do what he tells me to do. This isn't about me. And we show up by the thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions every single Sunday and we say we love him. I love Jesus. I've got the name tag that says Christian. I love Jesus. How do you know if you really love Jesus? How can you look at someone and tell whether they really love Jesus? Well, what did Jesus say? What you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. If you can't love and respect and honor the most common people here on earth, if you can't love and respect and honor and meet the needs of the lowest of the low, of the least of these, if you can't show compassion for people that maybe make your skin crawl, maybe they turn you off, maybe they, oh, there they are again, just asking for money, or whatever the case may be, what is Jesus saying? You don't love me. So he's looking down on hundreds and thousands of people that the intent of the Father, the intent of Jesus, was for there to be hundreds and thousands and millions of sons and daughters who carried on the work of Jesus, and they're looking down and saying, man, they're not even getting the basics right. They're so busy gathering in these buildings that cost millions of dollars and playing their music and singing their songs and wearing their fancy clothes and doing these things, and they're saying all this stuff, but where's the compassion? Where's the love? Where's the meeting of the needs of the least of these? Because what you do unto the least of these, you're doing unto me. So if you're not loving them and you're not meeting their needs, then you're certainly not loving me. We have to get this right. Everything in life is not going to be perfect. We are going to get beat up daily. We're going to get beat up in relationships. We're going to get beat up financially. We're going to get beat up around every corner. But this I can promise you. And I know that I know that I know in my heart of hearts that if we will take the focus off of ourselves, take our focus off of this hyper-spiritual, self-righteous, man-made religious activity, this charismatic religious activity that says I have to behave a certain way to show people how holy I am, and push it all to the side and just go out and hold somebody's hand, give somebody a hug, buy somebody a meal, attach yourself to an organization that meets the needs of people. It's getting cold outside. Forming a group to make some blankets, collect some coats, collect shoes, do whatever you have to do. Because those acts of loving kindness are going to open the doors for you to talk about your God and your Jesus. But where do you get this compassion? Where do you get this love? Well, Christ is the example that I follow. He's the only one. He's the only one that's ever shown that kind of love, unconditional, agape love, unto death. The only one. It wasn't about power. It wasn't about influence. It wasn't about religious church legal activity. It was just about love and meeting needs. We're entering into a time of year where, depending on your level of growth, depending on your heart, depending on how you feel, this is a time of year when I talked to somebody today and they said, you know, this is the time of year people seem to start to get in a better mood because, you know, they're lighting cinnamon spice candles and, you know, pumpkins and, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up and Christmas is around the corner. You know what? Take this time to take the focus off of ourselves and put it on some people who are hungry, who are thirsty, who need clothes, who need love, some widows who are locked in their houses alone, who don't have any heat, who need their yards cleaned up and their leaves raked. Find something to do. The image of Christ. The image of Christ. Kingdom of God now, the righteousness of God now, and the image of Christ. Those are the three things. Three things. And it all starts with honor, respect, love, meeting needs. And watch how your life changes. Watch how your life changes. All right, we're going to take a short break for music and commercial break, and we'll come back to open up the lines for questions. When we come back, you'll just press the number 1 on your keypad. That'll put you in the host queue. We'll be happy to take your comments and questions. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life, but hey, I'ma give you my world. Anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want? What you want?
You going through, call on God, he take anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what, my dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit, left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look, you doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is, that's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still iller, God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you.
Look. What you want?
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Well, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries. That was Crazy for Christ and What You Want. If you have a question, I know we have somebody on the line right now, but if you have any questions or comments, please press the number 1, and that will place you in the host queue, and we will get to you. But first, let's go to a caller from 229-310.
Hey, Chris, this is John Lowe.
Hey, John.
How you doing, Chris? You got a great show. You have a great show, as you. You talk about image. You know, what does God's word say about making an image and using it as an object of worship? Now, Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 says, you shall not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything in heaven or on earth or beneath or in the water. But I know this lady that, you know, made herself a bishop at the church and put her face, her picture on this sign and light it up, you know, of her church and her congregation and everything. You know, but we know that may image be used as an aid in worshiping of the true God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, once the deep and complete with knowledge, you know, I discovered that diversification holds my pain that shield me from reaching my dreams. So I had a conference, including a high-level overview that focused on emerging and large demand to learn about every aspect of realistic expectation, step by step, by using the Bible as an aid. You know, I have been able to keep a consistent balance throughout the years by the aid of the Bible. But we know by a wide array of opportunities that given me to combine fear and love to achieve the qualification to increase the ability to successfully position the mind as a key, and you're going to have to get your mind set and use it as a key to achieve the changing of your life before you could change your life. That's all I can say tonight.
Right. I think you're right, John. I think what we're experiencing, specifically, really only in America right now, is we're experiencing this movement to where pastors, preachers, bishops, apostles, they're placing themselves in a position where the people are looking more to them than they're looking to God. And that's why when we see these people fall in situations where realistically they should step down, biblically they should literally step down, maybe not permanently, but they should step down at least temporarily to heal, to repent, to humble themselves. They don't even have to anymore because the congregations of thousands and thousands of people worship them and adore them to such an extent that it doesn't matter what they do. They need that fix. They need that weekly fix of hearing that pastor, that bishop, that preacher, because that's the voice that speaks into their lives. And that's not the, again, that's not the image of Christ that we're looking for. That's not the body of Christ. That's not a body of Christ. That is an entertainment venue. Again, if we're following the image of Christ, then what we're doing is it's about humbleness. It's all about humbleness. It's all about making yourself of no reputation. It's not about me. It's not me about me exalting myself to this high position to stand up on stage and look across at thousands and thousands of people and have them look to me. You know, the Bible says you don't put your faith in men, but we do. That's the way we've always, you know, we do it in Hollywood. We do it in sports, and we do it in the church just as much. So you're exactly right, John, and that's one of the big things that we're working on. We're starting small and starting slow, but we're going to keep grinding. And we're going to keep teaching, and we're going to show the world what the body of Christ is supposed to look like. So thank you for your comments. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, y'all are doing a great job. You're starting out with the people, for the people, and stuff like that. That's the big picture that you focus on is the teacher, is the people, and that's a big plus with me that I learned about your initial thing that you got to build. You're building from the ground. You're building the foundation, and that's the key. What your organization trying to do is build the foundation first. That's the most important thing. You're doing a great job, and I know it's a lot of hard work and a lot of grinding you have to do to achieve that. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. All right, we've got another caller, 850-322.
Hey, how you doing? Curtis Williams again. Just want to say great show. I'm learning a lot from your sessions you've been having. Trying to change my life, using that as a stepping stone for my foundation. So, I appreciate everything and enjoy the show.
Thank you very much, Curtis. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a good one, sir.
You too. Another caller from 954-253.
Yeah, this is Don Williams. I'm actually Al's brother. This is my first time calling in. I'm his little brother, Don. And I like the show. I was hearing the preaching and the teaching, actually the teaching, where you actually filling people instead of, you know, giving them, you know, thrilling people. I think filling them with the word is so much more important, and the way you come about it, that you make no beef about it, the objective of the conversation, you don't beat around the bush, you just tell it like your TI is, and which is great. And I love what the show is all about, and I know what's trying to be done, and which is happening now. A lot of people really don't understand. I would say a lot of people may not understand at first. When you probably listen to the show, if you listen a little longer, you'll see that the objective of the show is trying to change lives and stuff. It's not just about the music. The music is a big influence in people's lives, and that's why, you know, the praise and hymns and songs of something that's elevating, that's why it's important to choose what goes on the show, which is very important. I'm glad you're doing that, and you're focusing on the music as well. So I appreciate y'all doing what you're doing, and my brother, I'm encouraging as much as I can now, even more.
Well, man, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and I'll thank you on behalf of Mr. Al Poetic Williams, because he's the man that makes it all happen with the music, and he's doing a wonderful thing. And we appreciate him, too, but we appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much.
That was your talking. Was that you earlier preaching?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. I kind of compare that to Billy Graham, the way you come across.
That's quite a compliment. I'm gonna tuck that one away and pretend I didn't hear that, but I appreciate it.
About your selection of words and stuff like that. It had to be the anointing when you speak. You can tell that there's anointing behind your speech. It's not just coming out as somebody that just rehearsed a couple words. It's coming all flowing and naturally done under the umption of the Holy Spirit. So that's great.
Well, man, again, we thank you very much. Thank you for your kind words, and we hope you'll listen again each week.
All right, thank you, and see y'all later. Talk to you later. Bye.
God bless.
God bless.
All right, anybody else?
Not at this time. Not at this time, Pastor Chris. I will and him.
All right.
Not at time.
All right, well, Poetic, we'll let you go ahead and before I close us out in prayer, let's go ahead and tell those that are listening about what you're doing and what they can do to have anybody in the music world that would like to tap into this resource, how they can do that.
Okay. Hip Hop National is a resource provider of giving you information of everything that's impacting this industry of music. It is not just about hip-hop. It's a hip-hop with a twist. We support every genre of music. As long as the concepts and the music is clean, we encourage you to upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Get it in play. Let us help you promote it to get it out to the masses of people that you're trying to reach. Together, we can change the world by doing the things that we do through our music and all of the things that we do to impact this industry. That's why we are here to help serve you with the education about this business of music. www.hiphopnational.com, and you can reach me directly at 954-461-3398. Pastor Chris Willingham, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Before we close out in prayer, I'd just like to encourage everybody to start tomorrow. Tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your family that they will be blessed by listening in each Sunday night. And our aim is to grow the listening audience, obviously. So please do that for us. Have friends, family go. Find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Crimson Line Ministries. It's facebook.com/Crimson Line Ministries. If anybody would like to contact us directly, they can contact us through Facebook. We remain encouraged by what's going on. So with that said, let's end tonight in prayer. Father, we praise you and we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. Father, it's always... As a preacher, it always amazes me that you can always tell when the Holy Spirit starts to move, when He starts to take over, and it just reminds me that none of this is about me. This is all about you, and we believe that this word is going forth. We believe that it's falling on ears and falling on people's hearts where they're going to put these things into practice. Father, continue to bless this ministry, both the ministry of Crimson Line Ministries and the ministry of Hip Hop National Radio. Father, we love you. Take us into this week. Bless us. Have everybody go in peace. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
No matter how heavy your burdens are, no matter how difficult the storm, just remember Jesus cares.
I care for you when the burden seems too heavy. I care for you when the load weighs you down. I care for you, and I want you to cast all your cares on me.
He cares for me when I'm I'm a loading it.
whatever it is that's got a hold on me. I just need it to let go. Now flex.
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. But don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I could lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I could take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so we've been a taste. It's bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. Was so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sorta had me sorta misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived. To say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plans. So what are friends in the end? On myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec while I release from the noose.
So release me. You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
Zay. Let's tell them where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I wanna be closer to my King. Said I wanna be closer to my King.
Yeah.
I wanna be closer than close, next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see. So we say with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the King. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God, so we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs. Our Father, please, it can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say, yeah. Every day, we live for the J-E-S-U-S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Yeah, 7, you see. I'm practicing on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible. No more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah, yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings, or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah, that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. Saint John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. We another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King. Ooh, yeah. That's where I wanna be.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.